Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So a friend of mine is up for a new job and, you know, tough job market. So he's been going on interview after interview after interview trying to find the, you know, the place he's going to work and for somebody to hire him. And so he's going back for, like, I think his third interview or second interview at this place. And so there's a fair amount of interest, right? So he's all into it and things are cool. And his supervisor, the supervisor who was interviewing him this time, or manager, was a female, but not the person that he would be working for. So the person who's doing the interview is a good-looking female about his age, he says, right? And standard issue questions, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, casual conversation about what he could bring to the job. And then she springs this on him in the middle of the conversation. Now, would you have any opposition, or do you this is how she phrased it. What problems do you foresee working under a very attractive female supervisor?
Assuming he'd be so distracted he couldn't get his work done?
I don't know. But that's the way she phrased the question. What problems do you foresee having? So it wasn't like, would you have a problem? It's like, well, what are your problems going to be?
And that's just a weird question to ask in a job interview.
It almost sounds like if we checked with HR, that would be, if not inappropriate, illegal. To ask a question like that.
Definitely.
Why would it be illegal?
Sex discrimination?
What's the discrimination?
Well, I mean, if he says he couldn't handle it, then would they ask a female applicant the same thing?
If they do.
Because if they don't, then but I'm saying more than likely they probably wouldn't.
What was his answer?
He just said, I got to be honest with you, I don't foresee any problems.
First, I try to have sex with her.
Right.
And if that didn't work out.
Especially if she puts out, I think it's all good. I think is what he said.
It does seem like a bizarre question.
Uh-huh. Totally random and not really, I didn't think it was discriminatory, but I was wondering like what they were fishing for, or if people, is it a question where they ask the question to see if like his instant response is a jokey, haha, how attractive.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
I wonder, would they have asked a woman that same question?
It seems to me like that is a question based on some history, not with this guy, but in the office. So like maybe the last guy, I don't know, for whatever reason, it wasn't so much that he was working for a woman, but a really attractive woman. He just wasn't himself, or he came on to her or something. Because they're trying to obviously hire somebody that is the exact opposite of what they
had. They did.
But you can't, like, if that's the case, then I don't think you can ask that question.
I just think it's a bizarre question, to ask at all.
My thought is it was something, because because he doesn't know who his supervisor would be, because he doesn't know where he would be assigned or whatever yet. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I think they might have a couple other questions in there that he couldn't think of, but I think in the course of the interview they just throw a couple of random fairly intense workplace scenarios at him to judge his response.
When we built the Burt Show entourage, and we're always sort of building the Burt Show entourage, like if you're an expert in a field, you call us, and then when we have a question about that field, we'll call on you. Our HR guy's on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, this is Carlos.
Hey Carlos. All right, where do you stand on this whole thing? Seems like a bizarre question.
That question, not quite illegal, but it's totally inappropriate.
Really?
On there. Yeah. He could make the case for sexual harassment with the way the question was phrased.
In what way?
Because he was saying attractive female. You know, they specifically, he's male, she's female. So they're actually implicating that, either she's coming on to him or that he can't control himself. So it's totally inappropriate question.
You said something there that I found really interesting, and I wonder if we can get a call on this.
Because
you mentioned the word sexual harassment. I wonder if there's anybody listening that has been sexually harassed during the job interview.
Oh.
Like, you haven't even taken the job yet.
That's very common for people who make inappropriate remarks to ask for a date, or even I've heard cases where they actually ask the person to put out.
On the job interview?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Inappropriately, yes. In the way they phrase it, you can, it wasn't direct, but you can, you know, imply that, you know, I had one case where they said, we wouldn't hire a female because we have all male people and we don't want any females in here at all because they would turn the men on. So, yeah, there's that question, was totally inappropriate. Didn't need to be asked in that format at all.
Jesus, look at the phones. They're just lit up with people that have been sexually harassed during the interview. So if you get sexually harassed during the interview, you never take the job, you can actually turn around and sue that company for sexual harassment even though you never worked for them?
There's a fine line you've got to understand. You can file a suit. First of all, on the EEO, you have to file a suit with the EEOC. You would have to go to the federal. Georgia does not have a state EEOC. You file a claim with them. They have 179 days to make a determination. You can ask what's called for a waiver and go to your own attorney. Normally, if it's a one, unless it's totally blatant, you're going to have a little hard. If you have two or more, then you have a good case for it. So the answer is, yeah, you can file a claim, but doesn't mean you're going to win or it will have merit. Mm-hmm. You have to be very careful. Everybody has the right to sue. Doesn't mean everybody's right when they sue.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Really appreciate you calling, Carlos. You're always very thorough.
Okay, good luck. Bye.
I would love to make a living. I mean, if I was remotely physically attractive, just getting hit on at job interviews and suing people. That's what I would do. That's what I would do for a living.
You're the hired sexual harassment gun.
I would go in, wait, and wait for the people to hit on me, because if I was, you know, I would make myself irresistible, and then they would come in and hit on me, and then I would turn around and sue them, be like, gotcha, Senator.
Phone lines are lit up with women that have been sexually harassed during the interview process. Didn't even get the job yet. Hey, Renee, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
I was calling to let you guys know that I went to a job interview. It was basically, like, initially bad right off the start. We met at the Capitol Grill Club, not even in an interview room, and drinks were served, and I was basically taken outside, told that I was a very attractive woman, and that they can't really control their mouths, and can I work around somebody like that because they can't deal with another lawsuit?
So
they can't deal with another lawsuit.
Yeah, basically they were telling me that they've already been sued over a sexual harassment case by someone who worked for them, and they couldn't deal with another one. So can I work with them basically making comments about me all the time?
Wow. So basically what they're saying is we got kind of this old boy network around, and we make a lot of crass comments, and we harass the women in the office, and I just want to let you know before you take the job what we're all about.
I think it's interesting.
So instead of learning from the lawsuit, we want you to just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. We're not going to change, so you guys, you're going to have to conform to our sexual harassing.
Yes.
I think it's pretty interesting they brought her outside.
Yeah.
Like get her out of the environment. And so it's more
Give her drinks. Like, down a back stairwell while he could basically look me up and down and ask me these questions.
Wow.
Thank you for calling.
Poor thing.
So did you take the job?
No way.
Good
I was
morning.
Afraid of her answer, though.
Right. I needed the money. Hey, Jennifer, you're on Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
I actually went to an interview, and this guy was like 50, and he asked me out on the actual interview. And I kind of, made a subtle comment, and I was like, well, unfortunately, I don't even have time for my own boyfriend. Hint, hint,
Right.
And he was just like, I guess he kind of like shrugged it off, and then like that night at like 12 he like emailed me and was like, well, are you still hungry, are you hungry or anything? And I was just like, oh my gosh.
So he took the email that you provided off of your application?
Yeah.
Wow,
and he sent me
horrible.
An email was like, are you hungry, just let me know, I hope this isn't awkward. And I'm like, hello.
Yes, it is.
So yeah,
thanks.
I'm sure during the application they don't think they're going to get sued for it. You don't work for the company. They probably don't see it as harassment. It's just a way to meet people,
It's unbelievable.
this is a great way to meet a date. Well, I got all of her information. She's coming in. I'm in control. I asked her all these questions and have no intention of giving her the job.
Hey, Melissa, you're on Q100.
Hi. Hello, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually been sexually harassed before I got the job, but it was someone that hooked me up with the interview, but the guy that interviewed me actually said, well, you're very attractive, and got my information and said, oh, we don't have to sign a paperwork. Come on, let's go. I'll go ahead and take you to the drug place to, get tested and make sure you're clean and everything. And while we were on the way there, he was like, have you ever slept with a married man out of nowhere?
Oh, boy.
And then
Yeah,
it's kind of awkward. And I was like, so how far is the drug place going to go? And then he just cut me off and was like, well, so have you ever slept with a married man? And he's like, you're probably too young, but, you know, you have a long time to go.
And you got in a car with this man to go take a drug test?
Yeah, I mean, it was with other people, but, like, while we were alone, before we got in the vehicle, he asked me, like, provocative questions.
Dang. That's bold.
There are people who are in companies who have, you know, built these things up themselves, and they will never be alone with, one of them's a woman, and she'll never be alone with a male employee.
Well, that'd be sort of understandable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's also safety from any kind of lawsuit.
Right.
You don't know people.
Right,
so.
And will never, and have had
Smart.
Situations. Another one is a guy who's had situations where women have said, like, hey, can you can we go to lunch and talk about it? And he's like, sure. And then has his assistant or somebody else come and always be there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We could have done this forever. Phone lines are lit up with women saying, yeah, I barely even got in the door on a job interview and they were all over me.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.